This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Call him every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And away we go on this Wednesday. Hump Day. I don't care for this at all. March the 23rd, 2022. The show that you have fallen in love with, DiPietro and Rothenberg, with you up until 8 o'clock right here on 98.7 ESPN. A lot of little bouncy stories today. We'll get into all of them. We'll do Stump Rothenberg at 6:45. The Knicks, the Rangers. I mean, so much little NFL. Some Yankees, Major League Baseball, all of it. Before we get to any of it, though, we say good morning to Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, David. I'm fantastic. I'll have you know, because Sherry is one of the best lacrosse coaches in your area. Yesterday, the first day of lacrosse for one Milo DiPietro.
Now, that's that. I got to tell you, that's exciting.
Big news. Exciting stuff.
How did he like it, or is it too new that he doesn't know?
Loved it.
Loved it.
Couldn't. I told him he knew he was going to play. So it was yesterday, Tuesday. So Monday, yeah. Like he was fully aware. We got his stuff yesterday, and he was. I think I should take a nap, Dad, just so I'm ready. Because you know my friends are going to be there. It's my first day. I should be rested. He took a nap. All
do you know
what? Nap.
Do you know anything about lacrosse? It's really fun.
Well, no. Yeah. I mean, I never really got a chance to play it because I mean lacrosse season is usually baseball season, correct?
It is in the spring, yes.
Yeah. So I was always baseball. And then where I grew up, in Boston, lacrosse wasn't that big a deal, right? So it was more baseball for me. But then the second I came here, it was like a whole different world. I mean, Long Island lacrosse is crazy.
Especially where you are. In Long Island, it is. Oof, that's the best lacrosse in the entire country. So
we got Igloo. I mean, you name it. It's like trying to get involved. Now I'm involved. He loved it.
But he's just playing on a town team for now, right?
Oh, yeah. This is his initial foray because his hockey buddies all play.
Good. Yeah, no, well, it's a big crossover from hockey to lacrosse. So we were doing lacrosse yesterday in the basement. Alex's dad, I got to work lefty. We go downstairs. Great. Barkley comes down. It's like a real, like a family event. It's great. And then he urinates all over the basement.
He got too excited.
All over the basement. I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is adorable. The dog is like playing defense on Alex. He's running past the dog. The dog is trying to bite his shorts. He's going lefty. He's getting by. It's grabbed. Like, this is what it's about. This is what it's all about. Until he runs over and just squats and urinates all over the place. And Alex is like, aren't you going to stop him? I'm like, why? Like, well, why? So he does it. I scold him. I put his nose in it. We yell at him. Then I have to now clean. So I call upstairs, who let Barkley downstairs, Sherry? Oh, that was me. Well, did you take him out first? I didn't think he had to go. He had to go. So I'm annoyed. We go downstairs. We cover it with paper towel to mop it up, right? And then I get the actual mop. So I mop it all up. I tell Alex, be careful. Bring this up. Be very careful. Don't let it drip all over the place. I go up. There's a trail of urine now. Because he brings it up to throw it away. Fine. All right. You think it ends there? No. It doesn't end there. No. So then later on, this is probably 6 o'clock, maybe 6:30. And then about half an hour later, he's put away because he's bad. He's a bad dog. So he's put away. And she's out roaming around the house out of here. Sammy, no. Bad. Oh, what did she do now? Oh, Dad, she pooped all over the hall. I go, you know what, Cher? This one's on you. I had mine. You do yours. And she took care of that one. So it's going great.
These dogs right now are threatening to rip apart your family is what's happening right now.
That's what they're trying to do.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to tear down the Rothenberg family. So, and I'm listening to, I got Cesar Millan Ray Santiago, who's, I mean, is one with
he knows everything I'm doing wrong, I guess, right?
I mean, he pretty much just told me that these dogs are asserting their dominance over you right now is what they're doing.
Well, it's possible. Or they're just really dumb. Like, that's
no,
also...
you can't... you said your last dog was dumb. It can't be every dog you buy is dumb.
Well, the last dog we had was dumb, but she was great. Like, she was phenomenal. She didn't have accidents in the house, and she didn't wake up early to go to the bathroom, and she was very well behaved. She was phenomenal. She was dumb, but phenomenal. These dogs are evil. They are evil. And we sat down, we had dinner last night, and I was like, listen, guys, I want to get rid of the dogs. I want to get rid of them. And they're like, no, you can't do that. Why can't we do that? Why? Really? You know what? If you're the Giants and you bring in a mistake, you get rid of it. Dave Gettleman, mistake, get rid of. Joe Judge, mistake, get rid of. We've made... this is our Gettleman and Judge. Why can't we move on? Why? Why can't we put an ad somewhere? They're adorable looking dogs. Someone would love to have them. Let someone else have them.
No, you can't. There's no way you can do that.
That's what I'm told. Why?
Because they're part of the family now. Yeah, I mean, they're your new kids. I mean, you're already on thin ice. You're already on thin ice. God forbid you give those dogs away. I mean, now Sherry turns on you, Ben turns on you, Alex turns on you. I mean, now the whole house hates you.
No, here's how I think it plays out. I think Sherry loves it. I think she absolutely wants these dogs gone. She won't admit it. She wants them gone. I think Ben likes them. If they go, he'd be fine. He's in high school. He's got a million things. He's never home. I promise I'm going to help with the dogs. He's at baseball practice till 6 o'clock. Then he comes home, and he's got homework. So he's locked away in his room. So he's gone from 7:15 in the morning till 6 o'clock and then comes home and does homework, eats dinner, showers, and goes to bed. So his help, out the window. Alex is the one. He would absolutely have a meltdown if we get rid of the dogs.
All right, so are the dogs stupid or are you dumb?
Maybe both.
Dad, we'll help. Yeah, we got it. We're all set. You don't need to do anything. You don't have to clean up any poop, nothing. You're the dummy in this whole equation.
I tried to do right by them. I tried to be that dad. I was like, you know what? You guys want a dog? I'll get you a dog. And then Sherry got, for some unknown reason, was like, why not just get two? They're brother and sister, and they're adorable. So we get two. Little did I realize. At the time, it made perfect sense. You know what? Because you always see, like, that sad dog who's always by itself. It never has anyone to play with. Well, if we get two, even when we're out, these two can play and hang out together.
Yeah,
boy,
or destroy
was that
your house.
A mistake.
Yeah, or destroy. Right now, you're the Yankees, is what you are.
Well, I don't want to be.
We'll buy these dogs, and if the kids help, and you know, if these are good dogs, if they don't eat rocks, if they don't, you know, poop all over the rug or pee all over the basement.
A lot of ifs. Yeah, but I feel like it's working better for the Yankees.
But now you're locked in, though. I mean, you can't get rid of these dogs.
So we're locked in?
You're locked in. I can't see. I don't even know giving them away. With the stories that you've told on this radio station.
I want to call the vet. Be like, listen, you know the two dogs. They're nice dogs. They're a little rambunctious and excited, but nice dogs, adorable dogs. Do you have anybody that would take them? It'd be like a Baker Mayfield contract. Just, you can have them. Just take them. You don't even need to give anything in return.
No one wants Baker Mayfield right now.
Well, I feel the same way about these dogs.
Well, you're stuck with them.
How
I don't see any trade value.
On the air?
See any value.
6:30 trivia. You get a question right, like how many bases in baseball, something like that. We really get a tough question. You get it right, you get a dog.
Yeah, I could see you throwing Stump Rothenberg to give these dogs away.
Name three players in the NHL. You get it right, you get a dog.
Stump Dave with a question, and you just lay right down, and you win a dog.
Yep.
No, you know what? It's a great question. I have no idea what the answer is.
I don't know where he went to college.
who is famous for wearing 56 in the Giants? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
No idea.
That's a tough one. I didn't get a lot of sleep. It's a tough one. No, really.
Which one do you want, Sammy or Barkley? You pick.
You choose. That's right. Whichever one. I'll give you the pedigree. Like they're 40 times, whatever you know, how quickly they eat, whatever you're looking for. Like, if you're looking for, like the Kobayashi of dogs, that's Barkley. He eats, like, nothing you've ever seen before.
You got real issues, man. I don't know what to tell you. I don't. I think we're past the point now. I think they know they run your show. They dominate the house.
But
and
the
I don't
thing.
Know
when they're,
if,
when
it's,
they're
if
good,
it's fixable.
When they're good, they're allowed out more. When they're bad, they're locked away in their crates. Wouldn't you think just on that alone that they would try to be better?
Obviously not.
Obviously not. I can't. I really. We're going to give them away at 6:30. So if you want dogs, beautiful white.
Maybe
labs.
You're too old school, though. Maybe you got to figure out a new way. Adapt like Tom Coughlin adapted. Maybe sticking his nose in his own pee isn't motivating him
working?
To be better.
Well, maybe I should stick my nose in the pee.
Yeah, I mean, man, listen. Maybe you need to find a way, because right now you're acting a little bit too much like Gettleman, where you're sticking with these mistakes because there's no moving them because they have no value.
I'm not getting fleeced.
You got fleeced, all right. Boy, did you ever get fleeced. What a mistake this was. Holy.
You're not kidding.
You were in the clear. Free and easy. But now where are these things going when you go to, you go on vacation? Well, who's going to watch these
dogs? We got to pay this woman.
I've tried in the past.
She jacks up the prices. Oh, for active dogs, she charges more. I pay as much as people pay for a hotel room for these two dogs. Then I got to pay for my vacation on top of it. No, I give up. You're right. I mean, I lay down at the feet of whoever said this was a horrendous mistake.
Very honestly, it's not my responsibility to tell you guys what I'm doing.
Can you stop?
This was Saquon Barkley being taken with the second overall pick, where everyone tried to warn you. Yeah,
twice.
Listen, they're beautiful dogs. They're gorgeous. Puppies are great. Not a good idea. No, I'm not bad. Listen, I'm not going to answer your calls anymore. I'm done. I'm taking the dogs
both.
So
that's when I was in full bloom love.
Full bloom.
Can you stop playing Gettleman?
Well, you look like him. Now you're making decisions like him.
I hope you stub your toe really bad. Like, you know when you walk through the house and stub
don't.
Your toe?
And it, why would you wish this?
Because you're mean to me.
The feet are very sensitive. Don't wish someone stubs their toe.
Yeah, you know what? Got all those nerve endings. I hope you smash it right into the corner of a desk.
Yeah,
and you have
great.
That moment where you just start like blurting out curse words. And you sit down and it throbs. That's what I want.
Oh, my God. Nothing worse.
And I want it to be the pinky toe.
Oh, now you're going to, now all of a sudden you want to clip off the pinky toe.
That's right. I want to go right after the pinky toe.
It's going to affect my balance. You know, what a bad guy you are.
I'm not a bad guy. I look like Gettleman. This is my own fault.
Oh, it is your own fault. You can say what you want about Gettleman. This is your own fault.
Pay the piper, my friend, with a stubbed toe. And I swear to God, how about if tonight you get up, go to the bathroom, stub your toe? You know who you're going to be thinking about in the middle of the night? Me.
You know where I'll drive to? And I'm not even joking. I'll drive right to Westchester.
Uh-huh.
Right to your house and wake everyone up.
Wait, wake us up. We're always awake.
I'll wake everybody up, the whole house.
Yeah, good. We welcome you. All right. Can we get to the Knicks? What a treat that is, huh?
Oh, a treat. It's over.
Am I going to have to hear from you? But they played a good three quarters, Dave. What a wonderful
over.
First 40 minutes of the game. They were right there. They stink.
It's over. It's a wrap.
Oh, now you admit that it's over?
Well, I mean, that's a chance right there, right? I mean, it's you know, get a chance to beat Atlanta. Played a good first quarter. Didn't like how it ended. Had a 12-point lead in the second. Didn't finish off the second quarter right. 10-point lead in the fourth. And then, as in typical Knicks fashion, in closing time, you have...
Where was R.J. Barrett in closing time last
night? He was unavailable. R.J. Barrett was 3 of 13 in the second half.
3 of 13
really
in the second
half. Really 2 of 12. Really 2 of 12. The last
one. You don't count the ferocious dunk in the final
yeah,
moment
the
of the
meaningless,
game?
Yeah, the meaningless dunk at the end. Yeah, so.
No, but he wanted that dunk.
So he had Trae Young, has his best night ever at MSG.
That's right.
The man with the laziest.
Which only gets, you know, replaced every time he comes here. Well, this will be your best night. Now, the next time you come here, that'll be your best night.
And poor Taj Gibson. And then
who shouldn't even be playing at this point?
The man with the laziest name in the history of basketball decided to have a 15 points in the second,
Bogdanovich.
Yeah, 13 in the fourth. You know, season high, no big deal.
How about that play by Trae Young where he absolutely abused Taj Gibson?
I just said that. Yeah, I mean, he crossed them up. I mean, it's just the possession after possession, man. Down the stretch, it was just. I mean, yeah, the Young. I can't stand him. I despise him. He's officially taken the mantle as my most hated athlete.
So I was going to ask you that. So
I can't stand him.
As a New York sports fan, right? You had maybe Brady for a long time. Maybe Josh Allen is in there now. I don't think, do you have anyone as an Islander fan? No one that comes to mind, right? Is there?
No, I got teams.
Right, but I'm talking about specific players.
Well, I was Sean Avery. I hated Sean Avery.
Sean Avery doesn't play anymore. I'm talking about.
I hated Malkin. I can't stand Malkin's ugly face.
Malkin, all right. So would you put Malkin or Trae Young?
No, it's Trae Young. I mean, now, listen, Malkin, I'm not playing against him. I can't stand Trae Young. I hate everything about him.
So he is in all of sports right now. Trae Young is the one guy that you dislike the most.
And it's not even close.
Not even close.
I despise him.
So he's the guy.
He is the guy. And it's not even close. I hate everything about him. I hate
his
hair.
And you know what makes it worse is he's so good.
Well, that's exactly what makes it worse. And the guy's built for the moment. Like there was always like you know those certain guys that like to talk trash, but they don't back it up.
Oh,
like,
this guy loves it.
Oh, he welcomes it. He welcomes it. I mean, the game was the Knicks actually did a good job in that early in that fourth quarter. So Trey's on the bench, and it's like okay, defense is picked up. We're looking good. And then it was I think it was 99-92. We had a 7-point lead with like just under 8 minutes, like 7:45 left in the game. And then Trey Young comes back in, and then that's when it all fell apart.
And then he mocks the Knicks fan. Take a listen to this. After the game, TNT, Trey Young was asked about the boos at the Garden.
Were the boos as loud as you expected them to be tonight?
Nah, I couldn't really hear them for real. It wasn't even that loud, to be honest with you.
Now he just mocks.
Well, he welcomes it. It's on purpose because he knows people are listening and he wants it. So next time he comes in, they boo louder.
Everything you do has absolutely zero impact on him. None.
Zero impact. I mean, that late stretch, though, Dave. I mean, seriously, that late stretch where, I mean, I was mentioning, Trey hits the three to make it 105-105 off of course. I mean, it's a stop, but we can't get the rebound, so it's an offensive rebound. And then Alec Burks takes an awful shot, followed up by a Bogdanovich three. Then Burks says, let's take an offensive foul. It's just like they can't. There's no one late in these games. We don't have a finisher is what we don't have.
But if you had given up and known that this was going to happen, it wouldn't be as painful. I'm telling you.
It's still painful, though.
Yeah, it stinks, but I don't know how painful it is.
They're missing free throws.
They stink. They're not good. Jay Williams chimes in, by the way. Comes your way 8 o'clock here on 98.7. Dave, and you got this as well. Hang on, no, I just lost it. Here we go. Dave, you have to trade the dogs, just like Baker, period. When the kids come home, tell them the dogs ran away. It's a win-win.
No, your kids are too old to say the dogs ran away. I mean, it doesn't count.
They could easily run away. They tried to run away one time. I had to drive down the road to get them.
It doesn't count as running away if you purposely leave like the door and the gate open.
Well, I think it does.
No, it doesn't.
No. Maybe one runs away?
No, you're not going to be able to sell that. And then, Godfrey, what happens if the kids find out that you gave it away?
I'm fine with that.
No, you're not fine with that. There's long-term remember. When they go seek therapy, which I'm sure they will, I mean, they're headed down that road.
The dogs?
No, the dogs, maybe the dogs. You for sure, but the kids? Because, it's clear as day that they're going to need some kind of...
The most adjusted kids you've ever seen.
Yeah, okay.
Sherry's up. You're not getting rid of these dogs. I did have them out before Barkley went downstairs. Remember, you worked on me for over a year to get a dog.
I know it was you. You used to always talk about how you missed having a dog.
And I responded, go to sleep.
Don't be mean to your wife.
And she says, they're already waking up. I give them about 10 minutes now. I give up. As a Knicks fan, I give up. Rangers were gross last night. As a dog owner, I give up. I give up. I don't even like the Wednesday. I should have let you do the show with Buster today. That's what I should have
had. Oh, Buster's not available now.
Because I think he didn't want to come on the show with you. Numerous Busters doing different things.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
These dogs are evil. And we sat down, we had dinner last night, and I was like, listen, guys, I want to get rid of the dogs. You're like, no, you can't do that. Why can't we do that? If you're the Giants and you bring in a mistake, Dave Gettleman, mistake, get rid of.
I've tried in the past.
Joe Judge, mistake, get rid of. This is our Gettleman and Judge. Why can't we move on? Why?
You got real issues, man.
We're going to give them away at 6:30. So if you want dogs, beautiful white.
Maybe you're too old school, though. Maybe you got to figure out a new way. Adapt like Tom Coughlin adapted.
Maybe I should stick my nose in the pig.
This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
Jay Williams chimes in, by the way. And you got this as well. Hang on, no, I just lost it.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Why'd you have to go there? I mean, I lost the tweet for like 4 seconds. I found it and I read it, and then you had to go there and bring that back. Huh?
I'm so mad right now at RJ.
Why are you mad at RJ?
I'm so mad
because you didn't know he was going away, and he just blurted that at the pre-show meeting.
Well, besides that, yeah, it was like a thing we talked about, communication. Like, we want to be everyone on the same page at all times.
That's right.
He's off.
RJ, when did you know you were going away, by the way?
Oh, weeks ago.
Weeks ago.
2020, he knew.
He had this trip planned for years.
I thought I mentioned it. I'm sorry.
No, you never did. So you'll be here tomorrow, and then you leave right after the show.
That's right.
And we find out literally about 24 hours before you're going away.
And it impacts you greatly, right?
It does impact us greatly.
Well, if we're stuck with Ty Butler, yeah, it's going to affect the podcast.
We don't even know. It could be Santiago Solo.
No, Ty will be here.
Ty will be here. So now you have to listen live on Friday because the podcast will never make an appearance.
Never make it. There'll be no comment box.
Whatever the hell that means.
I don't know who's going to teach the kids. I mean, the guy's busy. He's in the studio breaking boards during the commercial breaks, this guy.
It is true. And he has his belts lined up, yellow belt, brown belt, all of it.
He's in there with his gi on.
So why are you so upset with RJ then?
Because the rejoin was great. But he was in my ear when you said maybe I should stick my nose in the pee. I didn't hear it because I saw your face when you said it, and I thought it was something funny, but I didn't hear it because RJ was in my ear talking.
Yeah.
And I missed that line.
It happens often to me, too. And you know what he does? He'll talk, I won't hear you, and then I'll repeat what you say. And you'll be like, I just said that. And I don't want to call him out because I'm a great teammate, so I don't call him out.
Except right now.
This is big picture, though.
All right. All right, no more talking.
No, I hope your dogs poop on your bed.
Because Rick drones on, and we all know it, right?
How is it me now taking shots?
There are times where he drones on. It's like he's in the middle of a story. You're like, oh, my God, that's your avenue, RJ. Pop on your mic. Talk to me. Tell me about everything going on in your life. Not when, like, we're in the midst of great comedic routines.
No more in... content banter in your ear. None.
No. No, I'm not asking and I'm not saying that.
Nope, we're done.
I'm just saying if we're going back and forth and it's spicy and it's hot and it's funny, you don't pop in and be like, bleh, 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 bleh. Right? Nobody wants it at that point.
No, here's my issue with it, though, is this is the same man that doesn't believe in making in-game adjustments by like, yo, during the commercial break, we got, 5 minutes. Hey, guys. Drag Donald, let's fix it. No, he waits till the show is over, but for some reason, in the middle of an actual segment while we're going back...
Then he jumps in.
He'll pop on.
Then he jumps in. It's an interesting tact you have here.
You're right, and I'm going to change it.
You're not going to change. We're not asking you to change it overall. Nope. You don't have to overhaul the thing. Just adjust.
I will only talk to you in the pre-show meeting.
See? Now you're me.
Yep.
You've turned into me.
That's right.
Where you're just a big baby, and you're going to take your ball and go home.
Yep.
Can't you tweak?
No tweaking. Nope, this is it.
Forget it.
On the air, in break, before the show. That's it.
1-800-919-3776. Callers are all lined up because you were droning on in hour one. We didn't get to any of them. I'd like to at this moment. Is that okay with you?
I love calls.
No, you don't.
Love them. What do you mean?
All right,
I love calls.
Time for, by the way, also Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So this is going to be some phenomenal Straight Talk. And let's go to the callers, James and Queens. James, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, good morning. Guys, best show on the radio. It's an honor to be here.
Thanks for making the call, James. We appreciate you and your kind words.
Oh, I love listening to you guys. Every day you're part of my routine. So the Mets have been building up their team, so I ask you, who would you place higher on the power rankings right now? The Mets or the Yankees? Like, who would
That's
you
a
rate stronger,
question.
Like a stronger team?
The Mets.
You think the Mets are the better team, huh?
I think the Mets have a better rotation. I don't even think it's a question. I think the Mets have a better rotation. I absolutely love the addition of Buck. I think he makes all the difference inside that clubhouse.
Well, you know what? It's fair, because if I said to almost anybody out there who has the better manager, you'd say Buck Showalter's better than Boone.
No, I've heard nothing but great things about what he's doing in that clubhouse right now, because they realized they had a problem. I mean, that was part of the problem. Yeah, there were other issues, but that was a bigger problem that's been a problem for a long time that needed to be fixed.
So you added Scherzer, you added Marte. Right, you added Escobar. You added Canna. Is it Canna?
I hate that name. I know. I hate that name. It drives me crazy because I hear it both ways.
I think I'm gonna go with Canna.
Santiago, can we officially have like what his name, like the actual pronunciation? I don't want no like a whole. What was the name that we struggled with?
I don't know.
The goalie's name.
Oh, Huska.
Yeah.
Is it Huska? How do you say that name, by the way? Is it Hushka?
I'm still not sure how to say the name. Are you?
And by the way, do you think that was just to get us? The guy, you never hear that the guy exists. He comes up, plays one game, and he vanishes from the earth.
Well, and then his name, he doesn't like it. This is how his name's supposed to be pronounced, but he doesn't want to pronounce like this anymore. Just have one name. Like, just give me one pronunciation of the name.
I'm going Canna.
All right, Canna. It'll be Canna.
That's what I'm going. DPH Rothenberg, as always, presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm going Mark Canna. But, yeah, no, it feels like the Mets have added a lot of really good pieces, and they added an elite starter. Now, and don't sleep on Chris Bassett either. He's excellent.
No, I'm not. No, that's what I said. I mean, their rotation. I mean, and forget, now Carrasco had his elbow addressed, which is causing him a lot of problems, so he feels like he's got a new elbow, and he's a good player. You're talking about, I mean, look at the depth of this rotation right now. Top three you love, especially
you
the
have
top two.
You have two guys who won't be making starts. I mean, at some point they will, but they're not going to be, you know, probably McGill and Peterson aren't going to be on the rotation to start the season, and those, they're pretty good pitchers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, those guys, I mean, McGill was a pleasant surprise last year. Peterson's a pretty good pitcher. I would expect Taijuan Walker to hopefully put together, you know, two halves as opposed to one really good half and then fall off a little bit there at the end. Diaz concerns me a little bit. I mean, I'm going to be honest.
The bullpen is the one weak link. I would agree with that.
I mean, we lost Loop, who was fantastic for us last year.
He really was. He had an ERA of like one for a lot of the season.
Yeah, he was awesome for us last year.
Really was. And then we go to the other side. Frank in the Bronx. Frank, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I love you guys, by the way. I love you guys. See you guys every morning. A couple things. First, I'd like to say that I believe that Brian Cashman is still the general manager because he is he has family ties with the with the Steinbrenners. And also, I would love to rename the pickle the pick and run. What you guys think about that?
The pick and run? What does that even mean?
I think it means the hit and run.
So the pickle. Instead of having the pickle,
yeah,
name the pickle the pick and run. Like, you know, before you guys had the hit and run, and it was like, it doesn't sound so well. You know, so, you take one.
Frank, what does the pick and run mean?
Well, it's just a play off the pickle. It's just a play off the pickle. It's like,
so you like the pick and run?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't like the pick and run. I see why. I'm explaining to you why he said pick and run, because I think he likes hit and run, but because of the, when we initially said it, then it's like, you know, the hit and run is just as far as, I don't know, does it have a,
it's wordy, it's not great.
Yeah, negative connotation, so. Well, how about RG just giving up on the group text yesterday?
What do you
he's
mean?
He's like, we didn't see that. He's like, this segment needs a name. So, of course, Winthrop, now because he's involved with this group tech, now he's getting very active. So he's coming up with names, texting them twice. And then I just started making up funny names. And then RJ just finally quit. He's like, that's it.
He tapped out. To be honest with you, I feel like it's too much texting.
Mickey style.
I can't keep up with the group text anymore.
Well, it's Winthrop who starts it. He's the instigator.
He's like the kid in high school who's desperate to be popular. He wants to be with the in crowd, and he's left out. There are many times where he's left off the group text. So if he has a chance to get onto the text, he's going to make sure to do that.
Yeah, but now he's like sprinkling like extra emails. Like, I got attachments on emails. It's just too much.
It's a lot. It really is. How do you feel about this Ghost Runner? You don't like it, right?
I don't love it. I don't love it. I understand why they're doing it. I'll tell you what, though. I do like the Ohtani rule.
That's great.
I love that.
So if you didn't hear, so if a guy DHs and pitches and he comes out as a pitcher, he's supposed to come out of the game. Not anymore. As a batter, he's supposed to come out of the game. Not anymore. Now he can stay in the game and bat in that DH spot, even if he's removed as a pitcher. And you know why they've done that. That's only one reason. The Ohtani rule.
But that's it. There's only one reason. And it's Shohei Ohtani. Thank God baseball smartened up.
Because you want more of this guy, not less of this guy.
You want as much of this guy as you can get. I can promise you right now, everyone in Major League Baseball right now is desperate for the Angels to be in the playoffs.
Because you have Trout. You could argue the two biggest stars in the sport.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Trout's regarded as the best player in the sport.
All right, so let me ask you this now. Nationally, who do you think that the – let me ask you top five players that you're most intrigued by nationally? The bet, like the
me
best
or play, just in general, like just the casual baseball fan, just baseball fan.
That's a good question. And you differ tremendously from the casual. Like, I know you're not a casual baseball fan, but you're still gonna have Ohtani and Trout and DeGrom on your list.
Yeah, but just how I rank them on my list would be different, just because I'm emotionally invested in DeGrom, so he's top.
But he's got to be on that for everyone, because watching him pitch and pitch well is like nothing you've seen.
Yeah, which, again, I mean, we say that, and I think we're both right. But if you ask other people randomly, like, I can pick a – show me what – I'll show you pictures. Which one's Jacob DeGrom? How many people know who Jacob DeGrom is?
I would think that 80% of the sport fans or more know who Jacob DeGrom is and what he looks like. You don't think so?
I don't know so. I mean, nationally, no, I don't know so.
All right, so then let me ask you. Top five, take it from – if you were going to buy a ticket – and you wanted to go take your kids to a game where there's going to be a player that you guys wanted to watch. Who is that number one player?
DeGrom would be my number one player.
But take it from a national perspective, and you're not you. You're I like baseball a lot. I can go to four games.
It'd be Ohtani.
Year.
It would be Ohtani.
It's Ohtani, right?
Well,
and
yeah,
then DeGrom.
We talk about this all the time, right? What's the biggest problem with baseball? Outside of the inactivity. It's that if you go to see your favorite player, like if Mike Trout's your favorite player, maybe if you're lucky, he makes a couple plays in center field and he gets up, you know, four or five times. But if now we're talking about Ohtani, where he's pitching and hitting in the same game, I'm going to get a chance to see a lot of Ohtani. Because he's involved. You know what I mean? Like he's involved.
Of course.
He's pitching,
and
he's hitting.
And that's what you get with DeGrom, is you get him for, you know, 100 pitches. You get him for hopefully seven innings. And when he's right, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, so he would be on the top of my list. Ohtani
but after
would be on the top
three, see, Trout, Ohtani, DeGrom, I think are on everyone's list. Now, where are you going?
I think Tatis is probably on a lot of people's lists.
All right.
He's
always hurt.
Well, I know he's hurt now, but he's fun. I mean, when he plays.
He's great to watch.
I love Acuna. I mean, he's one of my favorite players to watch. Because he does everything. He's great defensively. Can hit for power. Will steal bases.
Mookie Betts on that list?
I like Mookie Betts, yeah.
See, I think after your top three, you have a tremendous fall off.
Well, I think you have a fall off. I mean, just the baseball in general, though, has a national popularity issue. And that's why it's so important to get your stars in the postseason. Like, I read you that list of
the great players who never played in the postseason?
Well, of last year. I mean, you talk about the best players in the sport and how many playoff games they played in. Like, that's how you get national attention.
How do you make your lesser players more on the forefront, where they are more involved?
Well, I think they have to be willing. That's part of the problem. That was our biggest problem always with the NHL, was the willingness of the players. Because they look at it as being selfish. By making me, all of a sudden now I'm making myself the center of attention when it's a team sport and it's all about, you know, everybody.
Right.
So, I mean, you ask, they would always use, like, Joe Sakic was big like that. Like, hey, Joe, you know, we want to, you know, make you a star. And he's like, no, this is not what I don't.
But Mike Trout doesn't want it either. Mike Trout, if you asked him what's
well,
your ideal.
Well, he does some stuff, though. He does, like, the Subway commercials and some stuff like that.
Yeah, but
not...
come on. Mike Trout is amazing. He's phenomenal. And he is not the forefront face of Major League Baseball.
No, but the players that have, I mean, the players with the swag, like the Tatises, like, I mean, those guys are what draw the attention of the young kids.
They love that.
Like, hell,
Vlad Guerrero is another one of those guys.
I'm watching lacrosse practice yesterday. They're all gritting around the field. Like, seriously, like that's what attracts people.
Yeah,
to those.
That is.
To those.
And a lot of people
players.
Don't like it. A lot of people don't like it, but it moves the needle. Especially.
Well, the players don't like it. That's the problem, though. That's the conundrum
well,
in baseball
adapt.
Right now.
Maybe you have to realize you're a showman as well as a baseball player.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Let's go. Look, can we please start the game?
I have a beautiful new chest.
He's confident.
I want to be a college professor.
He's arrogant.
I'm the talent.
He's unstable.
I'm crazy.
He's Dave Rothenberg.
You'd like his book. You should read his book.
I don't read.
And now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Uh-oh. Stump Rothenberg brought to you by the fine people at Jackpocket. All right, now here's my concern. I don't see, as we always start on the call screener, I don't see Andy from Merrick. And I won't start unless we have something from Andy from Merrick.
Forget Andy. We got the most important person involved with Stump Rothenberg is on the line. That's all we need.
Well, I don't know who
you know exactly who it is.
Sal. But RJ, where's Andy?
So you have reason to be concerned. We've touched base. He is okay, but he is very much under the weather.
Oh, no.
Oh, tell him to suck it up. I mean, do you hear me right now?
You sound great. But Andy, being the prepared man that he is, has sent in a question.
Wait a minute. Why can't you
under the weather you can't dial a phone? Andy?
I do. I do.
Not you. Rick, what's the matter with you? The guy's not well. He still sends in a question, and you're going to give him a hard time?
He has the energy to send in a question, but he can't pick up the phone and say, good morning, and here's
sick.
The question?
He doesn't feel well.
But I think he's concerned about the voice and how it sounds on the audio platform.
Please.
He has respect for having a voice that's under the weather, and he doesn't want to go on air, unlike you, who will come out with this choppiness all the time.
You got me doing teases, and I sound awful. I'm doing teases for the K-Show. My wife's like, what is this? It sounds awful.
You don't have respect for the voice.
No, you guys are all too embarrassed me. This is not the respect for the voice. I protect my voice. This is called being ill and battling through it.
You're right.
Well, Andy can't.
You're right.
Andy's too ill.
The 3 hours of the show, that's okay. Those extra 15 seconds, too many.
Yeah, that's where he draws the line.
Well, no. Like, why wouldn't you pick? Like, I have to do the show. Like, you couldn't pick someone else to do that has a
what do you mean
nice
someone
voice?
Else? Yeah, what is he going to walk down Broadway and be like, excuse me, sir, can you do the tease?
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Someone else.
What's wrong with you?
I wasn't asked to do it.
You had COVID, I heard, for a month and a half. Oh, I can't do anything. I have COVID.
Stuff. I had 104.
Yeah, and I'll take you behind the curtain. Whoever I send the tease to for the K-Show, immediately at 8 o'clock. Oh, I got the tease today.
Oh, now we're hearing everybody out now. Okay,
all right, here we go.
All right, here's Andy's question. I have a script, so this is not me.
This is soft. He could write a script, too.
He doesn't feel well.
Well, if you didn't like
His
that.
Fingers work.
You definitely won't like this. Good morning, Diva Pietro. And
this guy's the worst.
I'm done.
I'm done. I'm not participating.
I love
I'm
Andy. Even unwell Andy is funny to take shots at you.
I hope he poops his pants. I hope he's that sick that he poops his pants.
And that's the next really line funny. It reiterates Diva Pietro. It says, Dave is too good with NCAA hoops. NFL draft is 5 weeks away. The Baltimore Ravens are one of three teams to never have the number one overall pick. Please name the other two.
Ooh.
What a terrible question.
You know the answer?
It's a terrible question.
How is it a terrible question?
I hate the question. We're in the midst of the tournament. Baseball season is going to start, and we're going NFL draft.
Why are you complaining?
Because Andy's soft.
You called him Diva Pietro.
Andy's soft. I can write a script, but I can't pick up the phone. Come on.
I think the Seahawks have never had the number one pick.
That would be one.
How many are there?
There's one more. Well, there's three total. The Ravens are one.
So there's one more then.
That's right. This one's tricky.
Well, do we include the Jaguars now? Because they have it now, but they hadn't prior. So are they off the board?
Well, they took Lawrence.
They took Trevor Lawrence. I mean, what happened?
Right.
Did you?
Oh, no.
All right, then I guess it's the Broncos.
That's a job well done. It is the Broncos. John Elway was first overall, but that was by the Colts.
All right, so that's, you know
Can
what?
I had go a Jaguars since they have the first overall pick. They just took Trevor Lawrence.
All right, I got confused for a minute.
All of a sudden, you're Urban Meyer?
You know what? Maybe I am. Do I get credit for that or no?
Yes, that's correct. Very right. correct.
You win.
Well, how about getting some credit for getting that right?
We just
Instead
gave you
of
credit.
Getting poo-pooed because I didn't know that one thing right off the top of my head.
You're busy tooting your own horn right now. I mean, no one else. There's no room.
All right. You know who we're not going to go to on Stump Rothenberg?
Me, I hope.
Look at the board and tell me where we will not go during this segment.
I think we're probably not going to go to Luke.
There's no chance. Luke, you can get breakfast. You can go take the kids to school. We can be doing Stump Rothenberg for 9 months. and we will not get to your call.
I think he was actually, he was on Peter's bachelor party where they learned.
No, no, geez. Sure he was. He has an Undertaker question, which will never make it to air. You want your favorite guy?
Oh, he's my favorite.
All right, Sal Dutchess. Sal, go ahead, baby.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, okay, Sal.
Dave, did you tell Rick about what happened on Saturday when I ruffled Ty's feathers? He goes, wait a minute. Why don't you just tell him to give you the answer?
I did not share that with Rick. Sal tried to give me some hints, and Ty got very upset.
But Ty's very sensitive, Sal. You got to take it easy on him.
Yeah, I will. Okay, here goes.
Here we go.
Last week, I asked you the question about, last Wednesday, I asked you the question about who won the first NCAA championship, and you said Oregon.
Right.
You were right. Now, what was Oregon's name at that time? Well, obviously, it wasn't the Ducks.
Huh. I think they were the Webfoots.
You got it, bro.
Thank you.
That's impressive.
Was there cheating there?
No, no cheating there.
No, there was no cheating?
That's right off the top. The taste of that awful taste I had in my mouth, that Andy from Merrick debacle, is now gone.
Okay, good. You have a question?
No.
You're not playing today?
I'm not participating.
Okay, that's fine. I have plenty of people that will play. Eddie, Florida. Eddie, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Eddie. By the way, that's a good question from Sal.
Really good.
Yeah.
You guys there?
Yeah, go ahead, Eddie.
Okay, Dave, your favorite movie, The Titanic, what is the name of the captain?
All right, so I think it's Richard Shishkinsky.
No, that sounds right.
In fact, so I see, I think that this is a true story, and the captain, I think, is the actual name. I think it's Captain Smith, I believe, which it actually is who it was in real life also.
You got it.
There we go. I felt like I was setting up to fail, but that was easier than
that. That was a good one. That was that wasn't a terribly difficult question.
No, but why do they all have to be terribly difficult?
No, I don't think they have to be difficult, but I think it does. That question right there really shows how vast your knowledge of everything is.
I like that. It's not my favorite movie, but I do enjoy. I like the movie Titanic. I'll stand up in a minute. I enjoyed that movie greatly.
Well, you told us it's one of your favorite movies.
It is. I like it. Mugabe in Brooklyn. Mugabe, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Yes. How's it going?
Good, Mugabe.
All right. First of all, I love the show, and I actually love this segment. So I have a good question for you.
Okay.
Besides Kemba Walker, name four players that made it to the NBA out of Harlem, New York, Rice High School.
Rice High School?
Yes.
All right. I don't know. I Felipe Lopez went to Rice.
Yep.
See, I know Andre Barrett went there, but I don't know if he ever played in the NBA.
He did.
Okay, all right, so that's two. All right. Dean the Dream Memminger.
Yeah.
Okay. And there we have it. You're impressed, aren't you?
I would end the segment right there.
Why? RJ's got his five-pack.
I don't know how you just did that.
Well, I actually used to, when I was a kid.
Stock high schools?
No. When I was a kid. All right, forget it. I'm done. Go ahead. Why don't you and your sexy voice just take us to break and you can carry the whole rest of the show.
And you
laughing at him makes it worse.
I turned my mic on to...
Because you're feeding into... Because now he's like, oh, I was so funny. RJ was laughing.
That was a genuine reaction because of the college portion of the program. By the way, you see who's still on hold despite you telling him we'll never take his question?
No, honestly, he can be on hold till
next week. Maybe it's an easy question. Maybe I can help you with it.
Well, how about you want to answer it?
No, let's answer it together as a team.
No, I won't know it. I'm not a child where I love wrestling. You want to? I will take the call if you want to answer it.
Well, I'll help you. Let's take it.
I'm not. No. I'm not involving myself in the question. Would you like to answer it?
I'll try to answer it. Yeah.
Okay. Luke in Connecticut. Luke, you're on Stump DiPietro.
Come on, Dave. You know you get me every Saturday. You can't take a wrestling question on a Wednesday.
No. Oh,
he's scared.
Come on.
He's scared. That's fine. He's scared.
I have no interest in wrestling.
Come on. That's kind of weak. But all right, Rick.
I could see Dave in a singlet, though. I'll tell you right now. That wrestling singlet? Oh, my God. Beautiful.
You know what upsets me?
Oh,
my God. You know what upsets me? Why was the guy that was like, he comes into the match 3-74, was like Barry Horowitz? Why?
Yeah.
Why did they have, like, the token Jewish wrestler was the guy that could never win a match?
Anyway, but Rick's going to know this because, you know.
They're good.
All right. Undertaker was undefeated in WrestleMania.
Oh,
who ended the streak?
Oh, Undertaker. God, I know this too.
You did know it. You see? You're a big baby, Dave.
How am I a baby?
You just said you knew it.
I didn't say that.
No, that was me. That's
that was
he was just
oh,
on the K.
Sorry,
he was just
sorry,
on the K right. show. He was just on the K show, I believe.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, it's Brock Lesnar. See, it wasn't that hard.
No, he's a baby.
Awful.
He's a big baby.
Moose makes the best.
Nobody cares.
He's a big baby.
All right, RJ, you want to start giggling or you want to ask your five-pack of questions?
All right, here we go. Really quick, we're going to run through these.
Go ahead.
All colleges remaining still in the big dance. We start with Rasheed Wallace.
Carolina, Simon Gratz High School.
Wow, impressive. Greg Ostertag, there's a name.
Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
Double zero, yep.
Wow. Fun facts with every player.
Yeah.
Kerry Kittles.
Villanova. His last year, they lost to Old Dominion triple overtime.
That's incredible. Baron Davis, B. Diddy.
UCLA.
Any fun fact?
No.
Okay. And recently retired, Jamal Crawford.
Michigan.
That was
Thank
just
you.
That's
not
even difficult, RJ. I mean, what are we doing?
Thanks for playing.
Greg Ostertag is...
I mean, what he just did to you was the equivalent of what Trae Young did to Taj Gibson last night.
It was just too easy.
It really was. Well, I mean, he's out here naming grads of high schools. I don't have anything for him, though.
You don't have a chance. You don't have a chance.
I can respect the greatness.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Zion Williamson, you think that was a statement that he made with that video yesterday?
It feels like it. I mean,
does right?
I mean, he's been shut down. Was away from the team in Portland. Came back. It looked like. I mean, they kind of announced that there's been some improvement with the bone healing, but still wasn't fully participating. And then you see that. And I get it. I mean, it's an isolated dunk. I mean, really what you worry about is the more repetitive, you know, running up and down the court and everything else. But
yeah,
still.
But why? But what is the – I guess my question would be I'm the Pelicans GM, right?
It's a thirst trap is what it is.
What's the point? Well, what is to gain from showing us on video for all the world to see that you're doing this wild dunk?
So that we're talking about it, I guess? I mean, why else would you
do
it?
Right, but I mean, you haven't played all year. You're still – in the midst of rehab on the foot, I don't understand how you could possibly think that anybody within that organization would look at that video and look at it fondly of, oh, you know what? Great. Looks like he's getting healthy.
Yeah. I can't imagine that they're happy that they would want that out there. Like we're trying to bend over backwards to protect you and make sure this is something that, you know, that continues to be a problem for you. Obviously we'd want you on the, like, we want you to play. I mean, that's ultimately what we all want, but you know, let's keep this behind closed doors. Let's just make sure that we're doing all the right things. And then you post this dunk.
And don't you think that there are certain people out there that look at this and be like, he can't play, but he can show videos like that?
See,
like,
but that's the thing.
Why I mean, can he not play?
But that's the speculation that you wouldn't want. Like, okay, if you can do that, why can't you play? You notice how squishy the court looked, too?
I did not notice that.
Watch it again.
What do you mean squishy?
Watch it again. Kind of like a... almost like when you watch, like you only watch the floor exercise, gymnastics.
Yes, of course.
It looks like there's some bounce to the court.
You think it wasn't a hardwood?
Some give. It looks like it gives. Watch it.
I think I'm watching it now.
I initially thought it was just because he's so heavy.
I think it could be the light that he lands on or the sneaker. No, you think that the court is squishing?
No,
I do see that. His right foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do see that. This would infuriate me. I got to tell you, if he was on the Knicks and he was out the entirety of the season and missed the bulk of his NBA career up to this point, and for no good reason he's throwing a dunk up off the backboard through the legs and then smashing it in, why?
That's a great question. I don't know what the
Is the gain from this? And even if you're so desperate to do it, which I question why you would be, why are you posting it?
See, that, I mean, that'd be a conversation I would have to have with Zion. Like, what are we trying to do here? Like, we know everyone is already assuming that you're not happy here. We thought we'd have you back. We don't. I mean, right now we're clinging to the 10th seed right now. We're in the play-in tournament. We'd obviously help our chances if you come back. We felt like we're trying to protect you, and now you release this video.
He still looks huge, by the way.
He looks humongous.
He's too big.
He's a big guy.
Tell you what, I would love to have him on the Knicks.
Oh, yeah, but that's the thing, though, that scares you about him, though. And even when he got drafted, like, I mean, his size, how explosive he is, like, how long does that last?
You wouldn't think long. Listen, he played 1 year at Duke. And remember, he blew out his sneaker and you know, hurt his ankle in that game against Carolina?
Yeah, but that was, you want to talk about, like, an exciting year.
But I thought you were going to say that's a freakish injury. But that's the point. He's a freak.
Yeah, but that's why he's so intriguing to people. He's a freak show.
Who's his comp? Charles Barkley?
That's what they said.
Barkley wasn't this athletic, though.
No. Well, early on in his career, but he wasn't this. I don't think he was as explosive as Zion is.
How about Sean Kemp? That's a good one from Santi.
That's not terrible.
But Sean Kemp, I feel, was much bigger, like much taller than Zion.
The amount of bounce he has at his size, like his second jump, is insane.
It's insane. He's such a draw. It's a shame that we haven't got to see him play. It really is.
Well, hopefully if we're lucky.
What would you give up for him?
A lot.
What would you give up for him?
I'm not giving up RJ Barrett.
All right. Would you give up everything but RJ Barrett? Like anything they wanted plus picks for Zion? I don't know if it's enough. You don't even have anything.
Well, see, that's the issue, though.
What do you have that you could give up for this guy?
Well, it'd be picks.
Okay. All the picks they want, they're yours.
I mean, maybe they want quickly. I mean, you're still trying to figure out what you can do with Mitchell Robinson.
Right, he's not even signed.
If you're going to sign him or not.
Right, he's not even signed.
See, that's another thing about Mitchell Robinson that concerns me. I mean, it seems like every game he's limping around the court at some point. Every single game.
You feel like it's always something with him,
But he's always like, and then like he'll go to the bench and it's got like one trainer's rubbing his back, the other one's icing his knee, like, Is giving him a long-term deal going to make that better or worse? I feel like that's only going to make it worse. Now that he has the security of money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Suffering New York sports fan tweets in, Zion is Blake Griffin. There's your comp. Blake Griffin is taller, isn't he?
No, they're pretty close. I mean, Zion is 6. No, Zion's smaller. Zion's only 6'6", but he's almost 300 pounds.
And then someone sent me a text. And you ever get this where you get a text and you don't know who it's from?
Yeah, I've had that happen to me, yeah.
So I have that, and it's not like we have a history. It's the first text I've ever gotten from this person. It says Larry Johnson. But I don't think Larry Johnson was that athletic, was he?
No, Larry Johnson was an athlete, yeah.
So maybe that's a good one, because Larry Johnson was not that tall.
Grandmama?
Yeah, so this mystery number maybe is a good one then.
But see, the names that you're naming, though, like even Grandmama... I mean, when you're that size and you're that explosive, man, you break down quick.
Well, look what happened to him. And of course, who acquired him as he was breaking down.
You're not wrong, but that's right. The fear. That's the fear with a player like this. And it's him, you know, will he eventually realize that, you know, maybe, you know, 285, 300 pounds isn't sustainable. Let's get down to, you know, 265.
But he hasn't realized it now. You don't think that he has people in his camp telling him you have to lose weight?
Okay, but maybe, again, we've seen this before. Where, I mean, it's just because he's unhappy. He doesn't want to be in New Orleans. Maybe that changes if he ends up at, you know, someplace where he wants to play with one of his buddies, you know?
Maybe you're right. Let's go to Shooter. You know what Shooter has, by the way, right?
Oh, sexy hot wife.
Sexy hot wife. Good morning, Shooter. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Morning, fellas. My wife also stalked your wife last night, so congrats on also having hot wives.
Wow. What do you mean she stalked my wife?
Well, I played the radio for her, you know, show her I've been actually being productive in the morning. And then she was like, oh, let's check out their wives. And she did. And congrats, because your wives are also very good looking.
Nice. Thank you. I'll take it.
You just go on Google. You Google Dave Rothenberg's wife.
And pictures of Sherry show up. And I'm sure you can find you can find your wife. Your wife was a model. Let's not bury the lead. His wife was a model.
Some risque pictures of Sherry Rothenberg, too.
There's nothing risque. There is nothing risque. Unless you're RJ with the Michigan read, there's nothing risque about Sherry on the internet.
I'm looking at one right now.
No. Sherry looks very classy.
Very classy.
Rick's wife looked very just modelly hot. And Rick, you should probably dabble in soaps like Schlereth. You know, I think you could do it.
I'll try. Listen, I'm open to all sorts of new things.
All right, Shooter. Just because you join us with a sexy hot wife, you still got to get to your point when it comes to sports.
Sorry, a couple quick points. First of all, Cespedes was also another idiot who was caught playing golf when he was seriously injured. Two, Larry Johnson is about 6'9". I met him at IHOP.
No way.
Pretty big dude.
No way. Yeah. No way is Larry Johnson 6'9". No chance. None.
Look him up. Well, I was only, I was probably 14, so he seemed 6'9". Well, 6'8", at least, very tall.
He seemed 6'9".
6'7".
No way was he 6'7".
Says he's 6'7". I'm just saying.
Okay, because they never lie on those things.
He was.
There's no way Larry Johnson 6'7".
He was huge. He was towering over my dad, who's, I don't know, 6', he's towering. He got four. He ordered four Rudy Tutti Fresh and Fruities, probably for himself.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Delicious. On to the Knicks. I was really hoping R.J. Barrett would step up last night with Julius not there. I had to watch the game. My wife actually watched the game with me. She's from a basketball family, thank God. But he didn't. He couldn't shoot. And in the offseason, if he doesn't work on his shooting, you know, he could end up like a Westbrook where they just, like, leave him open because they know he's a driving machine. So he's going to be a number three. And Julius Randle, let's trade him for Zion.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll do that. Thanks for the call, Shooter. No, he's right. R.J. Barrett has to become a better shooter. But I will tell you this. I have confidence that he'll work on it. I mean, he puts in the work, and he has become a better player. And I think this offseason he'll work on his shooting, and that'll improve into next season.
Well, you can tell the kid wants it.
Yep.
I mean, that's the thing I really like about him. And that's the other question I would ask if I was, you know, trying to make a decision on Julius Randle. Like, kid, if Julius is here, can R.J. Barrett ascend to, you know, to the leadership role?
You know what? Let's find out. Let's put it to
the
test.
Well, cuz I think he's capable of doing it. I think he would. I mean, he seems like the kind of kid that would welcome that.
I think so as well.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Mike Robbins says, Shooter is getting way too comfortable on the show. He talks more than RJ. Sexy hot wife or not, get to the point, please. Signed, The Company.
Wow, that's from The Company?
That's from The Company.
Shooter
on Stanford
company.
With the sexy hot wife.
You see what we've done here, though?
What have we done?
This is exactly, you know what we've done, is that even if you're part of the group, the company, this show, it doesn't matter. You're going to get criticized. You don't bring it every single day. You'll get criticized.
Well, I think that stems from you.
Well, and I think you too. I mean, you talk about how much all you do is tell the truth.
Well,
sometimes you're too honest.
All about honesty. Yes, it's true.
I give the company credit for stepping up.
Yeah,
holding
so
each
Mike
other accountable.
Robbins, member, and you're going to need the company tomorrow. And you, how you feeling about your matchup tomorrow?
I'm confident.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm confident. Here's the thing, though. I believe in the company. I love the company. And I feel like the company is going to come through. But I also recognize that Peter Rosenberg is going to look at this like this is his Super Bowl tomorrow.
Lift it up and show it to me.
This is big for him. Now, you say, what are they talking about? At DR on ESPN, there are 8 hosts left in Host Sadness. Kay and Han, the 1-8 against the 5 of Peter Rosenberg. And the 4 of Rick DiPietro.
Jabroni Pumpleduck.
The company has said numerous times they plan to come out in full force. Well, Rick can use your help tomorrow. 6:00, voting goes live all the way until noon. Kay and Han, Rosenberg and DiPietro.
Shut up, you big baby!
But you know that Rosenberg's going to be fully invested, right? So there'll be tweets.
But
there'll
the
be
worst
retweets.
Thing about him is, instead of owning it and saying, I want to win, I want to take down Rick. This is important to me. he plays the I don't care, this is irrelevant to me, except he does care.
That's great.
Well, so it doesn't get hurt. If he loses, I can pretend like, no, it's no big deal. I didn't care anyway.
You know what? Last time he was in trouble, right? Carlin had him on the ropes. He sends out a tweet. All of a sudden, he gets a lot of votes, and boom, he walks away with the win.
Him and I are not fart bros.
He's got fart bros. He's going on. I mean, he's taking trips to Vermont for bachelor parties, learning to make cheese. I mean, come on. How do you vote for a guy like
please
that?
Please tell me that's a joke. He was not learning to make cheese.
Listen, that's from our program director. I didn't
turkey
say it.
Ducky, turkey ducky.
It's Freddie Kitchens right there. No, he said
Would you rather lose to Rosenberg or Kay?
Kay.
So if you lose to Kay, you feel like you've done well.
Yeah, we both win. So it's like one of those situations.
Such a gentleman.
See, you're so full of crap.
I'm not full of crap.
You don't want to lose to Kay.
Well, I want to win.
Bye, buddy. Have a great life.
I don't do anything to lose. Nothing. There's not one activity that I participate in that I want to lose.
Stop capping. What does capping mean?
Lying.
I'm rooting for me.
I think Michael cares, too. I think everybody cares. They got sucked into
That's it. Why it's sadness, baby.
Okay.
That's why
Keyshawn feels a way that Jay slapped him around.
Why?
Guarantee that.
Keyshawn could not have been happy with that. By the way, the company tweets out now. The company would like to know who put out that tweet. Mike Robbins is not on the official list of company members.
Oh, bye, buddy. Have a great life.
Wow.
Here's the other problem I have. I don't know where RJ's allegiance is. Because I know him and Peter had a close relationship.
No,
I don't know who he's.
No.
I don't know who he's voting for.
You know what? I don't think that's up for debate in my mind. In my mind, now, RJ, you could tell us and be honest. I think RJ wants you to win. RJ, who do you want to win?
I want Rick to win. You asked me during the break, having nothing to do with this, knowing this conversation was coming. Dave said, "Who do you want and who do you think will win?" I said, "Rick."
He did say he thinks you win, but he didn't say he wants you to win. But I believe he wants you to win.
I do.
See, he's now he's using. I mean. RJ would never take this many days off on the K show ever.
He'd just flippantly take weeks off. Because Michael would make him feel guilty. If you take a day off, Michael, Michael takes a lot of time off.
That's a poo-poo take.
He makes you feel very guilty.
Everyone at the station makes you feel guilty.
Not like him.
That's what we do around here. But RJ clearly does no respect for us because it's just, oh, hey, by the way, guys, I won't be here on Friday.
Yeah, on Wednesday. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be up on Friday. I mean, how does that happen?
Shut up, you big baby.
Just do whatever you want.
Yeah, but it's your little Don.
Well, when you're Don, you can get away with doing anything that you want.
I was going to drag poor Ty out of bed. And you know Ty's going to get abused because Ty's going to screw up a podcast. He's going to screw up the comment box.
He'll screw it up. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
He's not capable of doing it. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
He just, as far as he's concerned, he's on the show on Friday to be a co-host as well.
RJ, wouldn't you teach him how to appropriately podcast before you go on your excursion to Vegas?
I will not be here for Ty slander at all. He's tremendous at what he does. There was an IT problem.
Can you help the young man? I mean, he's
right. Can you help the young man? It was an IT problem.
Yeah, okay.
Who's the master?
You're
like
talking
an IT
about
band issue, like in his leg. I don't understand.
You're talking about a very, very competitive 16 seed that was Ty.
So you're blaming Rodney is what you're doing now?
No,
this is Rodney's fault.
No,
Ty can't do a podcast right.
No, Rodney's not the IT people
or a comment box.
Oh, here we go.
And
you won't even be here for my matchup against LaGreca.
You have your work cut out for you. I'm rooting
you're
for
vacating,
you.
You're vacating the whole time zone.
I can't be involved in it. It's two people too close to my heart.
Who do you want to win, me or Don?
I want you to win. Now, I'll be honest, I have concerns.
Well, he doesn't think you're going to win. Well, that's even worse.
So then why'd you set it up? See, you right here, we just established what a little weaselly jerk you are. Why'd you set it up? No, really. Why'd you set it up if you're sitting here, oh, I have my concerns. You set it up.
So you wanted.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
Wow. So you wanted a green path all the way to the finals. You're saying,
no.
I should have greased the skids all the way.
No, I don't want
you want
skid
cupcakes.
Greasing. No, don't put words in my mouth.
No.
I didn't want to go up against a giant.
The biggest burdens are given to those that can handle them. I think you can handle. I just said I have concerns. I didn't say you won't win. I said I have concerns.
Will you vote?
I will vote, and I will vote for you.
Okay.
Depends on if he gets reception at the Spearmint Rhino or not.
I will not partake.
Have all the ladies vote for me. Have them go on their Twitter and go on to DR on ESPN.
Listen, Sapphire. Let me tell you about my friend Dave.
Cinnamon, yeah. Sapphire, Bubbles. Diamond.
Yeah, Bubbles, listen.
Destiny.
Is there any chance I bring up your name and then I haven't seen him in years?
Where has he been? Wait, Rothenberg?
I knew him when he was a young journalist in Carolina.
Yeah, he used to ask me where I went to college. That Dave Rothenberg?
I've already gone to college. I had a whole plan.
That's right.
He sent me to college. He remembers. He actually sent me to college.
Ask him if he remembers that Bubbles went to Utah.
They call it the Rothenberg Scholarship down there.
That's right. You can go into the Rothenberg room.
Could you imagine if you're at the Rhino? And all of a sudden, they announce, like, guy next to the stage is Cinnamon, who just recently graduated off the Dave Rothenberg Scholarship at UNLV.
She has her master's in
pole dancing.
Yeah, pole dancing. Watch what she can do.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.